You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. My Bears are already out of the playoffs, Tony.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Wait. The Bears were in the playoffs? Really?
You could have missed it. You could have missed it. You really could have. They were
didn't
in
last
for about
long,
a half.
Did it?
And only the defense.
Yeah,
the defense and special teams were there for a half. The offense, they're back in 1957.
They didn't score any points for the longest time, right? They had no touchdowns, like, into the last quarter, maybe. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Lamar Jackson gets his first postseason win. Tom Brady gets his 31st. And Nick Saban goes for his 7th national title. But we begin today with the breaking news that Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie has fired Doug Peterson. This comes in the wake of the negative reaction among some Eagles players and coaches when Peterson pulled Jalen Hurts and put in Nate Sudfeld in the fourth quarter of a 3-point game against Washington with the playoffs in the offing. Peterson won the Super Bowl in Philadelphia just a few years ago, and apparently that was not enough to save him. Well, by a stunner, right?
No, Tony, no. Because last week, a week ago at this time, we were talking about that whole Sudfeld in the game. Peterson says, I was trying to win, which he wasn't trying to win. And if we thought it was just a lie, you can imagine what his players thought, because they spent the next few days being quoted here and there or posting or discussing or leaking, however they wanted to do it. They didn't think he was trying to win either. And we said, you and I said that day, we've been in a lot of locker rooms for about 90 years total between us. We have seen coaches lose locker rooms, and this is the way it happens. I'm not saying this is the only reason that he got fired. We see reports now that the ownership didn't like, the upper management didn't like the way he was handling certain situations like Carson Wentz. But, Tony, that locker room situation has to be the tipping point. Those players were like, enough, and this seems like a smart move to get rid of Peterson.
So let me go backwards to a week ago when we were talking about this, because both of us watched a lot of TV in that period of time. Almost every former player went on television and said, this is no big deal. A coach can do what he wants with his team. Almost every analyst who wasn't a player said, what are you guys talking about? They got a better draft pick out of this. This is no big deal. And you and I were in a distinct minority saying that this guy changed the integrity of that game. And that this guy didn't try to win, and I thought hurt Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts says, I need the reps. Do you have any confidence in me, or don't you have any confidence in me? And I remember saying on this show he should be fined $1 million, and the league should step in. The league didn't step in. I am surprised, though, that he was fired.
Why?
I am surprised at that.
It was merited, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, you can look back and say that he created a mess at quarterback and someone else is going to have to fix it. I think if he was fired for anything, it was probably the arrogance of saying, I'm above the law.
Yeah.
I know Jeffrey Lurie a little bit. I think he has great human instincts. But I was surprised, Mike. I was.
Tony,
let's
Tony,
move
the
now.
Reason, one quick thing. When you have players, your veteran players come out and say, No, all of us were stunned. Players had to be prevented from going to him on the sideline in real time. That, to any leader, has to say, my lieutenant is no longer effective. He's got to go. And you don't demote in pro football. You fire. You get rid of. Peterson earned being thrown out the door.
Let's move to the biggest headline in the NFL playoffs, Cleveland throttling Pittsburgh. Cleveland was up 28-0 in the first quarter. They picked off Ben Roethlisberger 4 times, and they did it without their coach, Kevin Stefanski, who was quarantined with coronavirus. The Browns hadn't won a road playoff game, get this, since 1969. Wilbon, how do you explain this?
Tony, you can't. I mean, looking at this last night, we talked during this last night, and it's like you turned away for one reason from the TV. It was 7-0. I turned away. It was 7-0 or 14. It's like you can't explain it, Tony. And I go right past the details of the game now in the aftermath, And I got to tell you, you know what a big Ben Roethlisberger fan I have been since his senior year of college and throughout his career, and thought he was often sort of underrated and it was understated as how good he was for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tony, I watched that last night and I'm like, Ben Roethlisberger has taken 16 years of shots. And it reminded me, him and the Steelers, as powerful as they are, and they are a big, tough, powerful organization. It reminded me of Sonny Liston. Sonny Liston, when he got it against Ali, and it was all reputation by then, and he got knocked out twice. This is what the Steelers reminded me of last night. Just a shot fighter at this point.
See, let's talk about that, because the two things that stand out are Ben Roethlisberger, who can no longer throw the ball down the field, and who looked suddenly and irretrievably old. And all those years he talked about maybe retiring, he's got to consider that now. And Baker Mayfield has become a strong leader and a very good quarterback who gives up his body if he has to keep a drive going. Those two things stood out for me. And this, Mike, the Steelers were 11-0. They then lost three in a row. It looked like they got back on track, but they ended up losing five of their last six games. And here is a great quote from Mike Tomlin, who, you know, I love the way he talks with words. We were a group that died on the vine. Like, you know, getting ripe and then just dying there. I didn't think this could happen, Mike. I thought Cleveland is going in against a team that owns them, and they're going in with COVID problems.
No problem.
And they can't win.
Yeah.
They can't win. And they're up 28-0. And even when Pittsburgh comes back, they continue to score
35-23. They get to 12 twice.
It's a great story. First time in a playoffs in 18 years. Given up for dead on the side of the road, and they beat a blood rival. It's a great story.
Look, we got time to discuss Cleveland going forward in the next few days. Is this it for the Steelers? They got, 17 or 18 free agents. I know they got some young blood in their skill positions, but a lot of their guys are older. Tony, the Steelers, I mean, Sundays with the Steelers is something we've had. Happily for me, I don't live in Pittsburgh. I love watching the Steelers. I love how they play, the toughness they exude. But is this the end? Is this Sonny Liston? Are they done?
It looked like it. It did.
Lamar Jackson has his first postseason win. The Ravens quarterback led his team past the Titans by running 436 yards, throwing 479. By contrast, Tennessee's Derrick Henry, 2,000-yard rusher, ran for only 40 on 18 carries. The Ravens celebrated Marcus Peters' late interception by stomping on the Titans logo. Tony, Lamar had famously lost in both of his previous playoff starts. You see him any differently after winning yesterday?
I think you have to. This is not fake news. He was 0-2 and had bad games. He had five turnovers. His offense did absolutely nothing. There was reason to look at him in the playoffs and be critical. Against good teams this year, I think I'm right on this, maybe not. I thought they had lost to Kansas City and Pittsburgh and Tennessee previously. You had to wonder, how was he in a big game? He was terrific in a big game. He accounted for 300 yards basically by himself. That touchdown run, that was a total wow.
Breathtaking.
They were down 10-0, and Lamar Jackson led them back. And I think this is a meaningful win in his career.
Yeah, Tony, I think it's a breakthrough. Because if you lose that game, even if it's not your fault, and nobody was scoring a lot in that game, that you talk about a prize fight. That's what that was yesterday. But when he makes that run around the right side and goes 48, whatever it was, for the touchdown, that was a breathtaking moment. It just knocked Tennessee back. And, I mean, look, it had everything to do with how the game went from there. But I just think, yes, winning that game mattered in an enormous way, but the way they won it, he won it. And, by the way, let me not short shrift the defense. The Ravens' defense looked like the Ravens' defense, but still, man, he set the tone with that run. And now, to me, he goes into next week with a little bit of house money, Tony. A lot of that pressure should be lifted off of him, and they got another tough game.
I agree. He's the most important player on that team. As he goes, they go. And we have seen this. And this sets up a game with Buffalo, I believe, everybody in the world is going to want to see. We move now to the Washington-Tampa Bay game. It ended as expected with Tampa Bay winning. But what wasn't expected was Taylor Heinicke playing so good, throwing touchdown passes, diving for the pylon on a touchdown run. Tom Brady threw for 2 touchdowns and 381 yards, and he slipped the rush more often than not. So, Wilbon, who should we be talking about, Heinicke or the GOAT?
We got plenty of time to talk about the GOAT. We're going to do that all week, too. Heinicke. I mean, I don't want to have a golf clap. I want to have a big ovation. Seriously, if this dude had walked into your living room, as you used to say, with a Heinicke jersey on, you would have thought he was selling some beer and told him to get out. No one knew who this guy was. I mean, it wasn't as bad as Baker Mayfield having to introduce himself to people in the locker room before the game who would be in his offensive line. But still, Tony, to play the way he did, believe me, as a Bears fan looking at that coach-quarterback combination, and they can't manufacture Jack, and a guy off the street who's still in exams comes out and plays like that against Tampa, again, ovation for him.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. You're 100% right. We got all week to talk about Brady and Breeze. Brady's a great quarterback. He's great. Okay, let's put that aside. The story is Heinicke. You're 100% right. The moment in the game that mattered most was as he dives for the pylon and he scores, okay, then Chase Young puts his arm around his back and looks into the camera and points to his name. Like, you got to remember this guy's name. Terry McLaurin, who played on Ohio State with Chase Young and with Dwayne Haskins, who's no longer the quarterback.
Dearly departed, yeah.
Says, and I'm quoting, "I'll take number 4 on my team any day of the week, twice a day on Sunday. I hope we're teammates in the future." They didn't say that about Dwayne Haskins. Let me just say this. If there's ever been a moment, the A Star Is Born moment, like when Lady Gaga gets on the stage in that movie for the first time and sings and you go, "Oh my God," this was this kid's Star Is Born moment. I don't know what's going to happen next year, but this was his moment.
Tony, do you live in Washington? You've watched virtually every Washington football game for 40 years. Do you think he will be the starting quarterback in September for the Washington football team? Because I do not. And he was great. I don't expect that.
He was great. In my heart, I think he goes to camp with Kyle Allen. I'm not sure Alex Smith goes, but if it's just him and Kyle Allen and the Reds, I can't say that. The Washington football team, sorry, 45 years. The Washington football team goes out and gets somebody, I think. Let's take a break. Coming up, Alabama and Ohio State kick off in about 2 hours. Will Mr. Big Ten over there pick the Buckeyes to pull off the upset?
Damn snappy, I will. Did Frank Reich's coaching cost the Colts a win? Frank Reich is my guy. Over the Bills. Tony, Matthew Stafford in a Washington uniform, how would that hit you?
Pretty good. Carson Wentz in a Washington uniform would hit me pretty good, too.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is my fifth show in a row doing mail time. Don't you know how taxing it is to
poor
open and
baby.
Close this stupid thing.
Mail time.
Let me see what's first here. All right.
Please do.
Do you like Ohio State's chances to pull the upset against Alabama tonight?
Sure. Yes. I don't like their chances as much as you. You know I like them, picked them to beat Clemson. But there were a lot of people who did that. I was just one of them. You know, Tony, so much of this is going to depend on Justin Fields, how he feels, whether he's able to summon that kind of game again. He's got to be great again. Now, he was nearly perfect, you know, in the semifinal. I don't know that you can ask a quarterback to produce that again against Alabama. I know their defense has been vulnerable at times this year. Yes, I'm going to pick, and most importantly for me, root for. I have a bias. I'm rooting for Ohio State.
Yeah, that's your Big Ten bias. I understand that. I think Ohio State has a chance to win. They crushed Clemson, but I'm going to pick Alabama to win. You look at Alabama, not that Ohio State doesn't have a lot of guys who are going to play on Sunday. Alabama's got the best wide receiver in the country who just won the Heisman. And the other kid, Jalen Waddle, if he plays, some people say he's a better pro prospect than Devontae Smith. Their quarterback has to be the most underrated guy in the world, this guy Mac Jones, because somebody has to get these guys the ball. And in Najee Harris, they have either the one, the two, or the third best running back. They've got incredible amounts of
game
talent
breakers
on offense.
Yeah.
Wilbon, yeah. I've got a statistic that's fantastic, though, about both teams. In the last 7 years, Alabama 59-5 versus the SEC. Ohio State 59-4 versus the Big Ten. These are football conferences. That's domination, Holmes. That is.
It is. It is, Tony. Still taking the Buckeyes tonight. I am.
Do you put the Colts' loss on Frank Reich for not kicking the field goal at the end of the first half?
Yeah, what's critical here is first half. I mean, the Colts at that point are up 10-7. They go for it on fourth down and don't get it. And so you figure that's a pretty much a chip shot, and it's going to be, you know, 13-7. But again, Tony, it's first half. If this play had happened in the late third quarter, certainly in the fourth quarter, I'd look at it a little differently. I'm biased toward Frank Reich, who I've known all of his adult life, plus 4 years. So I have that, I have to admit. But I think Reich is taking the temperature of his team, knows how they have been playing, trusts his defense. It didn't hold up because they go back down the other way and score. I'm not blaming Frank Reich. I'm not.
But you didn't like that in real time, right? You didn't like it it happened. You
I said was
it
saying was the field goal in real time. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to agree with everything that you said. I'm just going to go to this other point. Buffalo, Baltimore. I mean, Buffalo, Josh Allen. We talk about Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson. Josh Allen passes, he's got a gun, and he runs. He takes the ball, he tucks it, and he runs. That is the game that people are going to want to see. Which quarterback wins in that game? Big deal. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Rams eliminate the Seahawks. Is it time to praise them or rip Seattle?
Man, Seattle, that's kind of Steeler-like. Several postponements in the NBA. Does the league need to change its protocols?
It's exactly Steeler-like. The quarterback who had been so good gives you nothing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Gives you nothing.
Yeah.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Happy time, people. Happy 25th birthday yesterday, Bashard Buddha Baker. Baker is a terrific safety for the Arizona Cardinals. After being a second-round pick out of Washington in 2017, Baker has been first-team All-Pro two times already and a Pro Bowler three times. But what do people immediately think of with Buda Baker now? We think of him intercepting Russell Wilson earlier this season and being run down by human locomotive DK Metcalf. Mr. Wilbon likes to make fun of the NFL Combine, but Buda Baker ran a 4.45 40 at the Combine, and Metcalf ran a 4.33. So pay attention to the Combine, kids, and you'll know these teams in the 40, these times in the 40, mean something.
You mean to tell me you couldn't look at Buda Baker run and look at DK Metcalf run if it was on a playground and tell me that Metcalf is faster, not to mention bigger strides? You need a phony Combine for that, please. That hat is too tight on your head.
They don't run on a playground. They run at the Combine, kids. Not so happy anniversary, Dez Bryant. On this day 6 years ago, while Bryant was playing for the Cowboys in a playoff game against the Packers, we learned what is and what is not a catch. This was not a catch, even though it sure looked like one. The ruling was Bryant didn't hold the ball long enough. 3 years later, the NFL Competition Committee ruled that a play like that should be a catch. Not that it did the Cowboys any good then. Then Bryant was in the middle of a three-year run where he scored 41 touchdowns in 46 games. He may have been the best wide receiver in football. Now he's an afterthought on pass patterns run by the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, Tony, you somehow feel like we might have missed the best of him. You know, like in another playoff game, had they been able to play on in that season, and that's a shame because you look at him now and you know he's a shadow of his former great self.
41 touchdowns in 46 games.
That's amazing.
It was. Great. Happy trails to last night's Heat-Celtics game. The game was postponed because Miami did not have the minimum 8 players ready to go due to COVID protocols. Tonight's game between the Mavericks and the Pelicans has been similarly postponed, and also tomorrow's Bulls-Celtics games. The NBA says there are no plans to pause the season and will continue to postpone games as need be. Michael Malone, coach of the Denver Nuggets, said, quote, "We're going to be seeing more of this because we are a microcosm of what's going on in our country," unquote.
Tony, this recent surge has taken us to places that we feared and thought we'd hoped we'd never get to. And so now you have a situation where you have more than 300,000 known cases, diagnosed cases in one day. There's been more than 200,000 for several days in a row. And it's just any sport, any industry, any business is going to encounter this. You review it every day and try to figure out what the hell to do.
I would just say that this shows you what it was like in the bubble for basketball and hockey when they were in the bubble. And you take people out of the bubble and put them in the general population to a larger degree, and this is what's going to happen.
This is going to happen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they knew it.
Right,
without a bubble, Tony, you're exactly right.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
do it. Saints eliminated the Bears. Go ahead and break it down.
The Bears' offense stinks. How about that for a breakdown? You can't ask a defense and special teams to win the entire game every week. They should make a change at coach and quarterback in Chicago, but they won't. The Rams beat the Seahawks on Saturday. Do you come to praise the Rams or bury the Seahawks, Tony?
I don't want to bury the Seahawks, but Russell Wilson, who used to avoid all sacks, you had tremendous faith he would get out of somebody's way. He was sacked 5 times, and Mike, he was 11 for 27 passing. Something
they
has happened
too much.
There. They're like failing him, and he's failing. Russell Westbrook will miss the next week with a left quad injury. Your thoughts?
Tony, the Washington basketball team seems headed to that mark you would always predict, 9-20. But I think they're going to get themselves together. I think they will, Tony. The National side, Kyle Schwarber, a personal fave. How you like that?
Yeah, didn't you live in the same building with him and ride the elevator with him? Look. He's a liability in left field, so Victor Robles in center is going to have to make up for
some
things.
He's going to hit 40.
He can hit 35 homers. He can hit
easily.
He can hit it. Last one. Sixers and Hawks tonight. Who you got in that game?
Sixers have lost 2 straight, but the Hawks have lost 4 straight. I got the Sixers winning the East. The Sixers need to pull out of this, but they were beat down, of course, by Corona. So it's hard to tell, Tony, who's going to do what right now.
You got Doc. We know that. We're out of time.
Yep,
trying
I got
to do
Doc.
The next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
You like this hat? It's a Dave Sims hat. Sent me 5 of them. Shout out to Dave Sims.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.